Now, let's have our thought for the day, and we're joined today by the Reverend Alistair Kennedy. Good morning, Alistair.
Good morning, Karen. Good morning, everyone. Most of us in Ireland are not many generations off the land. I suppose that's why we love programmes like Countryfile and our local equivalents. My wife and I recently read with joy The Shepherd's Life, James Rebank's story of a year in the Lake District with his Herdwick sheep, which for several months run on the fells without human interference. That, of course, could not happen in a place where there were still predators roaming the hills. It's no accident that wolves were hunted out of existence in these islands. But in other parts of the world, the shepherd can never leave them, sheep being the most defenceless of creatures. There are, however, still predators of another kind. Some years ago, I listened to an English rector's wife telling how she became a shepherd because they had a huge rectory garden and she bought some Jacob's sheep to do the mowing for them. She learned to love the sheep and gain all the skills needed to care for them. Out of kindness, she lent some of her sheep to neighbours who had a large orchard that needed grazed. Sometime later, they rang her to say that one of the sheep had not got up for 3 days. Alarmed, she dashed over and found that a little ewe was there whose back was completely fly-blown, covered in maggots, which were literally eating her alive. Things were so far gone that the vet gave no hope. But she took her little ewe home and worked from 6 in the evening until the middle of the night, picking the live maggots out of the ewe's back. It was, she said, awful work, and she was so angry at what those crawling living things had done to her sheep. The story ends well, however. The little ewe did recover, though the fleece on her back never did, but she developed a total devotion to her rescuer and followed her around everywhere. Now, maggots don't make a nice subject for breakfast time, but I tell that story because I think that is the understanding of God we are invoking if we say, "The Lord is my shepherd. He restores my soul." God is in the loving but squeamish business of hand-picking out of our lives all the things which prey upon us and eat at us. And the hands that do the work, if we will let them, are the hands of him who said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep."